Sports Without Balls fans. This is Aaron Foley, your host. We've reached episode 32. This is so exciting. I have a world's best special guest in the house from New York City. Phenomenal stand-up comedy. She travels all around the country entertaining everybody. You can see her on Enlisted. You can see her on Best Week Ever. Please welcome Michelle Buteau.
Hi!
So happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be had. Thank you. You understand. I love you. I love talking. This is my dream come true.
This is so awesome. It is very early in the morning. Michelle is taping some TV shows today, so she came over and it's like 8:30 in the morning.
It's super early, but I feel like because I'm a little jet lagged, I feel like I'm more productive here.
Yes, good.
Because I wake up at like 6 in the morning anyways. Like, should I be doing something? I should be doing something.
I think that's that thing like between New York and L.A., you know Tom Papa, the comic Tom Papa?
Yeah, yeah, I love him.
Like when we lived in New York City, he was always like, you just feel like you're busy even if you're not like doing something because it's New York. Yeah. But in L.A., you really, I always have to keep myself like triply busy because there's like no one outside.
Nobody.
Like you just don't see anyone. It's just bizarre.
I could be in the apartment I'm staying in all day and just watch TV, Good Day LA, whatever the F it is, just all day.
Yeah.
And like, it'll be sunny till like 7 o'clock. I'm like, I guess I should do something.
Yeah.
At 7. So yeah. So you're like, can we fit? I was like, yes, we can fit this in. Cause I need to do a lot of, plus I do a lot of emotional eating out here.
Okay.
Cause no one's looking at how many tacos you're buying and you can just take them back to your car and eat them. It's just like, it's just a little cray. It's just cray.
It is cray.
It's super cray. I feel like I've had more intimate conversations with Uber drivers out here in the last week than I have had with my friends.
It is. I talked to so many Uber drivers. My friend, the last Uber driver she had, he stopped because she's really chatty. Like she's got a great personality. And he played the flute for her.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my. Did she take her panties off and just throw them at his face? It was like, will you marry me? Take me back to Armenia and make me the Kim Kardashian of your village.
She's a gay lady. Otherwise, she probably would have.
Whatever. I mean, I'm not judging that
flute
union.
Like at a stoplight.
God, no one does that shit for me. I mean, say shit?
Of course. It's a podcast.
I don't fucking know.
The 17 million people that are listening, and or 17, I don't think will be offended. So much going on in sports. Michelle, I know you love it.
Avid sports fan.
You absolutely love
it. Well, sports to me is like trying to find a sports bra at Target. That's like a sport to me.
Just, okay, well, there we go.
Just trying to fit my top titty meat into some spandex to go running. I have to wear two bras, sometimes three.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
And I had a breast reduction. These are some tig old bitties.
No way.
Trust and believe.
Oh my God. 2-3 bras.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I can't really do jumping jacks without hurting myself. Seriously. It's a thing. You don't see a lot of big titty bitches playing sports.
Yeah. No, that's true.
You know?
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like, first of all, no one ever needs to do a jumping jack ever again.
What is
that? It's like the most ridiculous thing.
It's antiquated, right?
A friend of mine's doing all this like new sort of boot camp stuff in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a specific name, you know, because it's the same thing, but they call it something else and then they can charge like $50 for 20 minutes. And there was like, it's like there's all these jumping jacks, I guess, like hence like boot camp, whatever. And I was like, you know what? She's like, next time you're in New York, like you have to do it. And I'm like,
No,
I'm not doing drills or jumping jacks.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'll just like run and like, you know, throw the ball
around.
I
love to run. Do you run?
I love to run, yeah.
I do marathons.
Okay.
So not full ones, because I'm not that African. I do half marathons. What's
right.
happening, right?
I have so many questions. Yes. First of all, I just said I love to run. I'm going to take that back. I like to run.
Okay.
My twin sister, who loves you, you haven't met her, but she's been to all your shows. She is a huge marathon runner. She's done 5 marathons.
Wow.
And so I like to cheer when she is running around.
Oh, okay, I get it.
So running, that's awesome. Look at this. You're like, well, it's more. I'm like, boom.
I mean,
half marathon
it's really
is
like
huge.
More like a advanced jog. I wouldn't say I'm running from anyone. Do you know what I mean? Unless they're like chasing me. I'm not running per se, but yeah, you gotta get a rhythm down with the tits. But like by the time you get to my part of the marathon line, it's just like people who've lost 200 pounds. Like diabetic people who are like, I'm running for a cause. Or like people with jeans and adult diapers.
You're in the inspirational section?
I am. It's a corral. And that's what we feel like. Fucking cow.
Yeah.
Like Jillian Michaels is like, let's go.
Do it.
Yeah.
Wait, so when you do the half marathons, do you do them in New York?
I've done them in Vegas, which was my favorite because it was flat and you got to see like New Vegas to Old Vegas back to New, and it was a rock and roll marathon. So every 2 miles, there was like white tigers in a cage. There were drag queens running, prostitutes, people who just got married, Elvis is running. It was like a marathon on acid.
That's awesome.
But it was super fun. I've done downtown LA, which there was like nobody. The full marathon and the half marathon are two separate days,
yeah,
which sucks because nobody comes out to support for the half marathon except for like inner city school kids who are like, you can do it. I'm like, you can't even do it. And then
I've been to that one. Megan did that. And it was me and a bunch of like adorable little black girls.
Exactly.
But their dance moves were off
exactly.
the fucking hook.
It was like America's Got Talent or something. It was
totally
like
America's
insane.
Got Talent. Because I was like cheering, you know? And then every couple miles, there'd be those adorable school children.
Yeah.
Like, and then they were just like doing those awesome like...
They have to do it for like hours
cheers
or something.
And dance moves. I was like, oh my God, I just want to hang out with them the whole day.
I know. They're like, you... can do it. You can do it. I'm like, you do it, bitch. You do it. But that's me after mile six. And then there was a lot of homeless people who were like, can I get some change? I'm like, I'm running a goddamn half marathon, sir. With these double D's. Like, get off my dick.
That is a lot.
I've done Miami. I did that one by myself, which was terrible. But I've never seen... It was just a lot of old people and then just, like, fake titties.
Unlike, you know, like one of those electric wheelchairs. They're not even running.
They actually have their own little marathon before us.
Oh, okay. the go-kart and electric wheelchair.
Yeah. They do. They do. Look, they're like, they're running their oil. I don't know what they're doing.
Bitch, move out of the way. You're 80 and in a wheelchair.
I just did Brooklyn, which was, that was really fun too.
I love that you're a runner. I did not know. That's awesome. And then you triple it up with your sports bras and you just go.
I just go. In fact, I have a running club with a couple of comedians, Megan Gantz and Dan Curry.
Nice.
A couple other randoms. And we used to do every Saturday BHC, the Bong Hit Club. So we'd go run 5K, then smoke a bowl and get some Mexican brunch. It's the best Saturday ever. Miss
us,
guys.
Awesome.
It's great.
Oh my God. Here's the thing. When Megan, she did a half marathon. This is a couple months ago and it was East Side. It was awesome. So it started like, you know, maybe Hollywood. I dropped her off.
Yeah.
And mile six was like right by the house in Silver Lake where I live.
Oh wow.
So I was like, all right, I'll run. I'll pick you up. You know, obviously it's like stress free. Like who cares if you run, you know, the New York City ones were, I'll tell you that in a second, but I jump in on mile, easy to see her, you know, I jump in on mile seven. And so I was like, all right, I'll try to run like 2 or 3 miles. That's where I wear a cap at like three.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, she forces me to do like some 5Ks. I'm like, all right, that's plenty. So I felt really good. It was just one of those mornings where you just like have a lot of adrenaline and I just kept running. And she was really sick. So she was running slow because she couldn't breathe. So I could keep up with her.
I didn't want to be like, nice, she can't breathe, but that's nice.
Because I was like, all right, well, I can keep running with you because you're like, you know, you probably have pneumonia. So I was like, okay, I'll just keep running. And then like the twin thing kicks in. By the way, people, we have a lot of twin stories throughout this podcast. There's so many twins on the Olympics.
Are there?
There are. I'll tell you about them in a minute. So we just keep running. And I'm like, I felt totally fine. But then I felt like not great. But I kept running and it was like mile four, mile five.
Yeah.
And then it was only a mile to the finish line.
Yeah.
And I would have stopped, you know, because my hip was kind of on fire.
Okay.
But it was my twin. And I was like, I have to keep going for Megan.
Love that.
Right? So we keep going. And I ran 6 miles.
Nice.
And I couldn't move. Like, it was super fun. We took pictures. We had some brunch. I got back to the house.
Yeah.
I started like, she ran 13 and I had a cold. She was like, all right, I think I'm gonna like, you know, go shopping or whatever. I was so cold. Then I was freezing and then I was hot. Then I couldn't move my hip for like 3 days.
Oh my God.
Megan's totally fine. She ran 13.
Your body was in shock.
And my body was like, I was supposed to fly that night. Couldn't fly for like 2 days. I was like literally.
Oh my God. Your body like shut down.
My body was like, go fuck yourself.
Did you do stretching afterwards?
I stretched. It was like a couple days, but I literally, what do you call that? Like not hypothermia, but what do you call that when
yeah,
like your
I know
body?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hypertension?
Carol!
Just kidding.
Carol! Look up. No, stop it. No, it's too early for Bloody Marys. If she offers you a Bloody, you can, I mean, you can take it if you want. But
I don't say no to much.
Okay. Carol, put the Bloody Marys down. It's that thing when you start to, I don't know, whatever.
Is Carol Walt working right now? What is that? She's like super limber.
Carol got up early because she had a, you know, prep for the podcast. And she has a couple in the morning and she loves to dance.
Carol is one of, I need to be not just Facebook friends with her, but real friends.
Yeah,
with her.
No, life. She's okay. Stop. Carol, stop crying. She does these things where the mood swings are pretty, it's pretty intense. It's fine. I'm sorry. I yelled at you. Oh my God. She's all right. Let's whatever. You get really cold after a race and then you get really hot. And then I was,
it's a lot dying. Of emotions, a lot of emotions,
but it was really fun to be in that environment. Whenever I see Megan in marathons or, you know, I jump in and run a couple miles for the last couple times, the whole race of just like, oh, I get why people do these, like, it's fun. Like, yeah, that could be like, I'm like, all right, I could handle that.
Yeah. You know, you feel like you're running with it. Like, everybody else is supporting each other. It isn't just like you, you know? And yeah. I think the most important thing is like, is my body mad at me or is it just like a mental thing?
Yes.
So it's just good to check in, which is nice because I never check in with myself. I just go in life.
Yeah.
And then I never stop unless my body's like, oh, this hurts. So can you please pay attention to me?
I do this. I literally do the same thing.
Yeah. So that's why like running is good for me. Cause
yeah. My mom would always be like, you don't know when to stop, Aaron. You do not know when to stop. You go, go, go. You don't know when to stop. And the only time you stop is when you blow your back out or like, literally, like I would just go. I was like a maniac.
Did your mom have a natural birth with you guys?
Yes, and we were both over 7 pounds.
Oh my God, give it up for your mom's vagina. Everybody, please leave a comment congratulating Aaron's mom's vagina.
The phone lines are lighting up, you guys. They're lighting up. There's too many calls. There's too many calls right now. Yeah, we're both over 7 pounds, and my mom, and it was like a serious, like, difficult birth. And she's tiny. She's like 5'6", like skinny little Irish Catholic lady.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I thank her a lot. She points to her varicose veins on her legs, and she's like, Aaron, Megan. I'm like, okay, thanks, Mom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's adorbs.
So why are there so many twins up in the Olympics? Do you think it's IVF?
I don't know.
Do you think
it's
like,
actually, maybe because it's like when you watch the Olympics or you watch sports and you just assume that like they're all of them are older than you. And then you're like, oh no, I'm like 20 years older than all of them. Like,
they were born when I had my period. Therefore I could be their mom.
It's
sorry guys. Ladies talking about periods. Bye. You can edit
that out. It's such horrible cramps on Monday. But no, there's so many twins. All right. Women's hockey.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with the women's hockey team. I'm going to do an entire like Sochi wrap up, but unfortunately, I'm not going to lie, I haven't watched it yet because it started at 4 a.m. and we're taping this at 8:30. But women's hockey lost. They beat Finland. They beat Switzerland, and they lost to our arch rivals this morning at 4 a.m. Canada. It's great. Listen, the women's hockey team in Canada are amazing, but they beat us so many times, and this is a year. It's still like first round, right? So now we go into another pool. They have like a shorter run to the gold medal game because everyone thinks it's going to be U.S. Canada gold medal,
right?
Gold medal game. But our women's hockey team is so fierce, like they're and of course they lost this morning. 3-2, but we're going to get them back.
Okay.
But there's a set of twins. Okay, so obviously, as a gay lady, like, I'm obsessed with sports, and I'm obsessed with, like, female athletes. Obsessed, right? It's not like I want to shag them all. I just want to, like, be their best friend, and I want to, like, hang out with them 24 hours a day.
I get it.
But the twin thing, since I'm a twin, like, anything about twins, like, I lose my mind.
Yeah.
Twin stories, I lose my mind.
Yeah.
Identical... adorable. Actually, they're not adorable. They're like ferocious.
What are they look like?
Hot blondes.
Yeah, they need their own reality show.
They're 24.
Sports Illustrated. Let's do this.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Hold on. I have so much like written down for. Oh, Jocelyn Lamoureux. I'm horrible at accents. Monique Lamoureux. They both played for University of North Dakota. And they're like 24 years old, and they're like the bruisers on the team.
Really?
You know in hockey when there's shifts, what they call shifts, right? So three or four, it's so demanding, and you're going up and down the ice that you can only stay on the ice for a couple of minutes.
Right.
And then you know, when you've watched a hockey game, like they'll jump off, other people will jump
yes.
off, right? So it's called a shift. So they're on the same shift. So they play at the same time. And when we were playing Finland, I believe it was Monday morning, I was watching it. I've watched so much in the last 4 days, I don't even know what to do with myself.
I love this.
It was like 7 in the morning, and I had taped it from 2 a.m., but I had to get up early and watch it because I couldn't hear any, like, you know, whatever, scores. Carol, stop it! No, I'm kidding. and they were the ones, too, these twins that started. There was a huge grudge match with Canada. Like, we hate each other.
Ugh.
There was a fight.
No.
A prelim going into the Olympics. They were gloves off. They started kicking
what?
The crap out of these Canadians.
I just got a boner. I love that.
Yes.
I love that because
the
it just, like,
twins.
Means so
they were
much
just
more.
Like, North Dakota.
Have you been in North Dakota?
I've only been to South Dakota.
I've been in North.
I can't even imagine what North Dakota is like.
Well, I'm really sad. Well, everyone's like very like polite and not meek, but you know,
yeah.
quiet, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's 20 below.
Yeah. They're just trying to like stay warm.
Function.
But I'm kind of surprised. I'm like, I'm there. They sound amazing. I
yeah.
want to meet them.
All right. Here's another one that I love. Her name is Hillary Knight. She scored actually this morning. I say this morning, whatever Sochi time it is. She's, all right, she's 5'11". She's like an awesome goal scorer.
Mm-hmm.
She's 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
She's 180 pounds
oh
of
God.
Like pure muscle, right? And she's from University of Wisconsin. When I was performing in Wisconsin last year, it's like my favorite comedy club on State in Madison. I had sort of like this crazy fan lady. And she wasn't all together. And she showed up with her boyfriend, made her boyfriend take off this Wisconsin jersey, handed it to me because her ex-girlfriend, even though she's with a guy now, whatever, floats
okay.
your boat.
It's her journey.
It was her ex-girlfriend that played on the University of Wisconsin hockey team. So, of course, I took it immediately, you know, dry
right.
cleaned it.
You're like, thank you.
It's for my future lady cave. But... it's so I've got like a University of Wisconsin women's hockey jersey, which makes me so happy. I can't even tell you. So I'm like, oh my God, it might have been Hillary Knight's jersey. I don't know.
Shit.
The woman was like 160 some odd pounds in college, packed on another 25
of muscle.
Of muscle. I mean,
I am 5'6 trying to get to 180. Do you understand? That isn't, she is 5'11. That's like a whole, like, that's a chewy. That's a whole person.
On top of
just
you.
Muscle.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And the speed on this team is unbelievable.
See, I love that you get inspired by these people. I just start feeling shitty about myself.
I did actually go to spin and yoga yesterday because I was watching so many sports where I was like, all right, Erin,
yeah.
come on, get out there.
I love it.
But no, I mean, I always have this thing. It's like, I played sports my whole life. And then when you realize you can't be a wide receiver for the New York Giants, you become like a super fan.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and it's all, you know, I was watching the, what is that? I think it's called the biathlon where you ski and then you shoot. I got into that for like 2 hours.
So this is so interesting. If you could be a professional athlete, like what kind of athlete, what would you play?
A wide receiver for the New York Giants.
Get out.
Oh, for sure. Or, you know, for like if it was like a sport I actually could play, I'd probably play in the WNBA. Like if
shit.
One day I'm going to make a heap ton of money. I think it's probably going to be in the summer, maybe July. And I'm going to buy a WNBA franchise for sure.
Oh, my God.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Then you're going to be like on Shark Tank 6 months later making decisions on other people's lives.
But you'd have to have like so much extra money because they don't make a lot. It doesn't like the franchise doesn't make a lot of money.
Really? That's not what Bon Jovi says. I'm sorry. I don't even know that for sure. I'm not fact checking anything.
It's okay because Carol will fact check it. Carol, just look up Bon Jovi.
Carol, get it together, bitch.
This is the second sports podcast where Bon Jovi's been brought up. This is amazing. You know, he wants to own. He tried to buy, I think, a soccer team.
Really?
In somewhere in Pennsylvania.
And I'm sure he could. He's living on a prayer.
I love that man.
I know.
Here's my problem, which I've already brought up, so we won't dwell on it.
No, let's dwell.
John Bon Jovi was in Bob Kraft who owns the Patriots, and I hate the Patriots.
Okay.
He was in his box during the Patriots-Broncos game, and I was like, what is Jon Bon Jovi doing?
Is that a conflict of interest?
Yeah, I think so. He's like Jersey. He should be like old school Giants.
I feel like all bets are off when you have a certain amount of money.
No, that's true.
You're just like laughing at the government. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, whatever, we're up here. It's sort of like the Hunger Games. They're just like, we're up here. That's how it feels in my mind. Because I used to work at a stadium. I worked at Joe Robbie Stadium. Then, like, it became
in Miami?
Uh-huh, because I went to college in Miami.
Oh, no way. What was that like?
It was interesting because, you know, when I think of sports, like, my dad used to play for Haiti. Soccer.
Oh, so we have a lot to discuss. Well, that's awesome.
Well, yeah. So when I think of like sports, I think of like national pride.
Yeah.
So I just think of different countries. And so it's taken me a while to say, oh yeah, I'm American. I was born here. And even when I think of American teams, I think of, oh, where are they from? You know?
Yeah.
Even if they're like from North Dakota, to me, that's like a different fucking country because I'm from Jersey.
Yeah. Well, it sort of is.
Yeah. I feel like it's like Canada South. No offense. I'm not sorry.
No, I mean like that. It's such, it's its own beast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, obviously it's like, all right, you know, we're stereotyping, but like, you know, New England, where I grew up in New York and New England, those are like, oh my God, separate like subcultures. The South.
Yeah.
So of course the Dakotas, like North Wisconsin, like it's, you know,
they're like their own accent, their own culture.
Like, yeah. I mean, you know, totally. Like it's its own. That's what I love. It. It's so interesting. When
it
you travel.
Is interesting.
Wait, so you're not to interrupt, but your dad played soccer for Haiti.
Yeah.
So did he tell you about that? Like, did you ever like,
Yeah, sort of. I mean, he used to play soccer a lot with my uncles in the backyard and stuff. So that's kind of like how I, and like it was always on.
Yeah.
And I always equated sports with a different language.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't until like I started going to school and like I really wasn't into the sports that everybody else was into. Like I tried to play dodgeball and softball, but like it would always hit me in the head. And I'd always, and then like I had like a fucking irrational fear. I'm like, no, I don't want to get hit in the head, so I'm not gonna play that.
Yeah, well, that's a rational fear. That's not an irrational fear.
Yeah, it was weird. But
you get clocked in the head a couple times. Why would you be like, I can't wait to get back out there? It's the best thing ever.
It was really terrible, and I always felt like I didn't like competition. I always felt like we were just in competition with ourselves. And this is me at 8 years old, by the way.
Wow, there's a lot going on.
I was the only child. I had a lot of emotions and nowhere to put them. So that's where that came in.
And did you ever play soccer with your dad?
Oh yeah, all the time.
That's awesome.
So I like play with, you know, my cousins and like, you know, my uncles. And so, so it was interesting being at Joe Robbie because the pride that people had in a losing team was just like something from like an 80s movie.
Yeah.
But everybody was like really nice, and it was just like weird to see how like the money, like, you know, that was like also my first introduction into like the corporate world.
What did you do at Joe Robbie Stadium?
I worked in the boxes. I worked for the catering company in the boxes.
Oh wow. So you saw the money during Dolphins games. I'm assuming that's what we're talking about. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It was,
I mean, this, it's so really interesting to me also too, how people watch sports. Like if I had a gazillion dollars, right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to a game and I would never sit in the boxes. I'd want to be like as close to the field as possible.
The people with the money just wanted the chicken tenders. They had like the best seats. They just wanted like wine and chicken tenders. And you know, even down from like, the people who were like just out of prison selling you popcorn.
Yeah.
You know, the popcorn is more than what they're getting paid that hour. It was just,
it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. But it's also like this beautiful, well-oiled machine where I'm just like, how has this happened?
Yeah. I've been to a couple sporting events where I was in the boxes, mm-hmm. you know, like once or twice, and it was cool.
Yeah.
But I've been to like old Met Stadium, Shea Stadium. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, you know, worked for like the WB or something like that. And we got to sit in a box and no one was paying attention. Everyone was getting shit faced.
Yeah.
And I'm such a crazy sports fan that I was like, okay, this is great for like a couple innings. But I was like, I was with my friend Tammy. I was like, let's try to like move down and like get. And she was like, Aaron, like it's kind of crappy weather outside. We're in a box, like we're drinking. And I was like, But I know. Here's another thing is you couldn't hear the game, right? You couldn't feel like the crowd.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear like the ball. It's like a TV. Crack of the, yeah, it really is. It was like watching on TV and I was like, this, I could be in my house. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to snub like, oh, I don't want to be in a box. Like, it was great. But, you know, I did it for US Open one time and we were in a box and that was kind of cool because it was, you know, it's still small enough
well,
where you could
talk.
Actually see.
Because I went to my first like tennis game that last summer.
Yeah.
And I got tickets, really great tickets. Like
US Open?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like the Spanish media didn't show up. So I was like right there. Is it courtside? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. You can say courtside. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. That's what it was. Because the guy who works there.
50 yard line? Yeah.
I don't know. Carol, how do you call that? yeah, because this guy apparently watches like VH1's Best Week Ever, and he's like, "I'll give you and your husband tickets because my husband looks like Andre Agassi, post meth." And he's like Andre after the intervention.
He's super cute, your husband. Very cute.
Thank you. He loves tennis. He loves sports too. He's like amazing.
That's awesome.
And he's good at everything, which is like really annoying. Yeah, it's super annoying. You think it'd be like fun. It's not.
You're like, just be bad at something.
Yeah, he turns it to Monica from Friends. I'm like, take it the fuck down. You're not winning any money right now. But I just felt like black girl in a movie theater at the US Open. I was like, yeah, girl, go get it. And then my husband's like, you can't say anything. I'm like, why? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to scream.
It's crazy to me in tennis and in golf where you can only participate not during. Like,
yeah.
Excuse me. I mean, it's so quiet, which is alarming to me.
Right?
You know? And also, like, after the rally, like, one of the greatest things in tennis is, like, if you get like a really long rally, it doesn't happen a lot, but sometimes 25, 30, you know, I don't know, what is it, hit strokes, whatever.
Sure.
I'm on fire this morning. no, like a rally, whatever. And you're just like, oh my God, it's like the, you know, and you're just like looking both ways. You're like, oh my God, this is so amazing. You as a sports fan want to be like, keep going. Like, this is great. Like, I can't believe you can't
do that.
It's so lame. It's do you remember who you saw?
Nope. Definitely not. It was a long day.
Yeah.
And
so
I was
you
like,
saw a bunch of matches.
I saw a bunch of matches and
women and men.
Women and men.
Okay.
And what I really loved was, I know everyone talks about the moaning, but I've heard the jokes about like the moaning when they serve at a lot of comedy clubs.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is really interesting because even like the when they serve, I could tell the person who was not from the country because even their had an accent. Do you know what I mean? So I'd be like, like it was great. And I was like, oh, this is what it's like.
Yeah.
But I also felt like
international.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like my wedding night.
So, yeah, I'd only been to a couple US Open. How loud the grunting and the like, and some of them like are known for it. You know what I mean? Like unbelievable, but sometimes it's so unbelievably distracting too.
Oh, I saw Serena Williams' ass.
That's amazing.
I saw her. That was,
she is just so powerful and crazy. The only time anyone can beat her is when she's injured. That's the only time. Like, literally, she's just like a shoe-in. Every time she steps on the court, there are only two ways you can beat Serena Williams. One is if she just doesn't feel like playing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you could just tell she's just like kind of not into it.
Yes.
But now in like this, the last kind of couple years, she's had this like, you know, comeback where she's totally into it. She's unbeatable unless she has like a back or like a knee injury.
Yeah.
It's the only time you're going to beat her.
Isn't that crazy?
She's that good.
It's really interesting too, because I could tell the people who were there for her.
Yeah.
Like her fan base.
Yeah.
And I really love what she's done for the sport too. Cause I'm like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause like, she's also like the Beyonce of like tennis. Like
she is the Beyonce of tennis.
People want to look like her. She's got her own thing. It's really cool.
Oh, her and Venus. In Venus, I think I did an entire podcast a couple of months ago, how much I love Venus Williams. There was this great set of documentaries this summer called 9 for 9, celebrating Title IX that gave scholarships, equal amount of money for women's sports and men's sports 40 years ago.
Oh, awesome.
So, and it was just absolutely huge for women. And so they did 9 documentaries, and the first one was about Venus Williams and how she has become like, she's put like women's tennis on her shoulders and went into all these meetings, which has never been done before, with the heads of every, yeah, the French Open, Wimbledon, whatever, went into a meeting and demanded equal pay for women.
Oh my God.
Up until a couple years ago.
She's like Forrest Whitaker and the butler for everyone in the White House. I just got chills. Lee Daniels, why are we not filming this? Come on. Tyler Perry, get on it. They listen to this, right?
Oh my God. Tyler Perry calls in all the time. Carol, tell Michelle the time you got hammered with Tyler Perry. Oh, she's got a story for you. I mean, that's how much I love those
that's
two.
That's amazing. Plus, her name is Venus. That's just like
it's
number just, one.
It's so good.
Like the end, your
and
name's Venus.
And all the
Venus.
Family craziness they had to like overcome too.
Oh, yeah.
You're new to the sport. It's such, there's such racial horribleness.
Yeah, divides are like insane.
And
from the inner city.
And then
where
the dad's like going nuts and they're just like, okay, we love you. Calm down.
Yeah.
And then Venus starts playing and she's tearing it up and he goes on camera. I mean, this was 10 years ago and says, oh, you know what? Her younger sister's even better than her. And she's like, hi, I just started. Like,
machines.
What they had to overcome was unbelievable.
It's insane. It makes me feel like an asshole. Again, always taking it back to me. Sorry.
I should get up earlier. okay, let's, I want to talk about a couple more Olympics and then let's talk about my new favorite person in the world, Michael Sam. You know what? Let's go to Michael Sam right now because I just,
first of all, two first names. Who's not going to want to touch that penis? That's just already, it's like sitcom star, three first names. Hot football player, two first, it's done. It's already a wrap. Michael Sam. Go on. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. Michael Sam, Sports Without Balls fans, if you do not know, he is a linebacker for the University of Missouri. I just basically started watching a crazy amount of college football this year because I need more sports to watch. So I watched a lot of Missouri randomly because they were really good this year. I think they were like 12-2.
Oh, good. Is that
and
good?
It's really good. Michael Sam is about to enter the NFL draft. And he just said he was gay.
Yeah.
He is, I don't know, 20, 20, 21, like... I can't even believe this.
Yeah.
I mean, for years, we've talked about this on the podcast before, like that they were grooming a couple of NFL players before the season started this year to come out. Right. Mm-hmm. Everyone knew about it.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't even know where to start because this is just it blows my mind that we have to go through all these like hoops and like whatever the expression is.
Yeah, I mean,
just for some dude
I
to be
know.
Gay,
like,
it's
what
so
you,
stupid.
It's really crazy. It feels like an episode of Scandal, like Olivia right? Pope's working on it. It's like,
totally.
No,
God,
just come the fuck
so
out.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
And I love that he did this. And I know he said in an interview that he wanted to come out before somebody else tried to out him.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was going to be a bribe or whatever, he just wanted to let everybody know that he was proud of who he was. And by coming out, he didn't want to. He didn't want to seem like he was ashamed of being gay.
Yeah,
but it's not the only part to him. I'm like, yes, bitch. I'm like, Queen
so
Latifah,
awesome.
Are you listening? Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Sorry, I'm not. Wait, is Queen Latifah out?
No,
still not out.
Still not out.
Oh,
even though she like married all these like really gorgeous same-sex couples at the Grammys.
I loved that moment. It was the sweetest moment.
But like, what was up with Madonna and the Kentucky Fried Chicken? Kentucky Fried bitch.
And the cane?
The cane. Does she need the cane? Does she have gout? What was that?
Okay, let's talk about this and then we'll get plenty
we'll
of time
to
jump
Sam.
Back into
okay.
Michael Sam.
Okay.
And who wouldn't want to jump back into my... That man is a beautiful, beautiful
I
want to
hang out with him.
Oh
I want to twirl with him,
with him
at Akbar.
We will. Here's the thing. I really feel like, and I know this has nothing to do with sports, but we're going to take a little tangent. I feel like we've lost Madonna. I feared growing up that this would happen.
Oh my God.
I loved her so much. We all loved her so much.
Yeah.
I feel so lucky to have grown up with Madonna.
Yes, I agree.
But I quite frankly, and every time she made like, you know, album after album and like whatever you call it, reinventing yourself. I'm like, how about just like you made another album?
Yeah.
It just got better and better. Like she's, it was so amazing.
But yeah.
We have flat out, I thought we've lost Madonna.
I felt like we lost her right at, she did that song with Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is, you go, girl. And then all of a sudden it was just like,
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden she got divorced and started like fucking like 20-year-old like bisexual Brazilian guys.
Yeah.
And that was just the end.
Okay. Michael Sam. Michael Sam. So he's out with his team in Missouri, University of Missouri.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't know why I have to say obviously, but it's obviously it didn't affect the team.
Yeah.
They all love the dude.
Yeah.
Another thing that you hear, which is so creepy and horrifying, is people are like, oh, a gay man would ruin the, like, you know, ruin the chemistry of the team, that you wouldn't win. I mean, I've heard all of this.
Have you? That's insane.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And so someone was commentating on the other day. They're just like, well, they were 12-2. They were literally in the running for the national championship. Mm-hmm. So I think one gay linebacker. I mean, the thing is, here it is. You're a linebacker. Mm-hmm. Number one. You're a man. Number one. You're a linebacker. Like, it's just part of who he is. It's part of who I am. To me, it's the least interesting thing about me.
Well,
you know, it's ridiculous.
I think it just, I don't know. I can't even like get, I can't even talk about homophobia right now. I just feel like if nobody thinks that, like, all the football teams that have ever existed, that there haven't been any gay people on the team.
Ridiculous.
Then you should just kill yourself. Bye. Sorry. Leave. You can tweet me at Michelle Buteau, Buteau, and tell me how you feel, because kill yourself, because you're that stupid. You shouldn't go to Australia and, like, live with the Aboriginals. I don't know. They'd probably kill you, too. I don't know. It's like, come on.
By the way, they're all gay in Australia. All those indigenous tribesmen, they're so gay.
God, I would watch that. They're what does so that say gay about me? Okay, bye.
Gay. But I mean, here's the thing. I'm so amazed by this man because, you know, it would have been the NFL last year, the dudes didn't wind up coming out, right? Mm-hmm. Now, of course, as a huge sports fan, also as a gay lady, anything by people, when people come out, it's so amazing, because it just, I think, like, okay,
it's
not gonna help me per se, but I always think about kids, I always think about teenagers, I think about, like, you know, people in their early 20s, whatever. It is huge, and we put these athletes on such pedestals, you know, mm-hmm. that it's like, if they can be gay, then, like, a kid could be like, you know, there's a ton of high school male football players that are gay right now.
Yeah.
And to see Michael Sam make that decision before he even gets to the NFL, I have goosebumps.
I have goosebumps right now. Oh, I see your goosebumps.
To me, it's like the most amazing thing ever.
It is.
I mean, the courage, the fucking balls on that dude.
Yeah, I like the way.
It's amazing.
I like the way the world's going. I mean, before it was like, there are no male, black male athletes, and all of a sudden there are, and that was a fight.
Yeah.
And now there's this, and I feel like it'll do wonders for, hopefully, kids not being bullied. Hopefully.
I know. And it's just the decision the risk factor.
Yeah.
Going, it's so hard enough to even be drafted into the NFL.
Yeah.
But they're projecting him, like, I think, like, third round or whatever. And so it's going to be amazing to watch. But he's already won. Like, he's already, like, made such an impact.
Yeah.
And he hasn't even played a snap in the NFL.
I love when people live their truth.
Yeah.
That's like the most exciting thing to ever watch in life, you know, ever.
Live your truth, Madonna.
Live your fucking truth. You know, don't try and be something you're not. It's like half the time, like when I try on shirts in the morning, I'm like, this is what I'm wearing because this is where my body is going. And that's and that's me living my truth. You know what I mean? Like, I can't force it into anything else.
Then I'm going to wear more jerseys.
You should.
I'm going to wear more jerseys.
If they make you happy, girl, you need to do you. I mean,
I'm going
to
wear my University of Wisconsin, maybe Hillary Knight jersey all day today.
Maybe.
I might even wear like a sweatband around my head, and I'm going to jump on a plane. I have to do some shows in Vegas. I'm going to show up in a jersey.
Why not?
Hey guys. You ready for some jokes?
What do you do for a living?
Oh my God. No. Yeah. This man, I'm so fucking proud of him. I can't take it.
Yeah, me too.
All the way from Los Angeles, California, little white gay lady. I love you, Michael Sam. You're amazing. Another thing is, okay, this is one of my favorite comments by stupid pig male athletes,
mm-hmm.
football players. It's all in every sport, but the whole, I kid you not, I was watching, I don't know, like an ESPN or something, and an announcer was really having this conversation with a football player.
Uh-oh.
And the football player was actually totally well-spoken. It was the announcer. I was just like, why would you bring up this? It's like, let's talk about the showering. Let's talk about the And I was like, this is not happening.
Bracing myself.
And it's like, you know.
Is this like a reporter from TMZ? Like, I don't understand.
It's so stupid because he was commenting on some, you know. He's gotten, Michael Sam's got so much support, but, you know, some stupid athlete tweeted out, like, I don't know, man. You know what, for showering. And he, like, takes a look at me. Or, like, and I'm like.
Isn't there always, like, one person? There's always one person that does that bullshit. I mean, it's sort of like when Miss America won. They're like, she's a terrorist. She's with the Taliban. It's like, well, she's Indian. And this isn't Homeland, bitch. So. Like, if you're gonna be racist, at least Google that shit and get it right. And there's always someone that's just gonna, like, I call it, like, YouTube comments. They're gonna, like, YouTube comment me.
Oh my god.
And just be very mean about it. But
it's, I mean, it's that thing where, like, I'm gay, so I walk this, if I'm in a situation with any woman, I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna bang you. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's so ridiculous. These comments are so ridiculous.
You know what I think? When people bring that shit up, it's because they're curious.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah, I'm like, well, then you want me? You want him to grab your fucking cock in the middle?
They're
of
like,
the shower?
How would it go if he did that? I mean, I don't care about how would it go. If he's in the shower, it's like, why do you fucking care?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's so stupid. It's so ridiculous. But it's gonna be. It's going to be wonderfully interesting to watch everything. There's going to be so much more support than.
Yeah.
At least right now, we're at a time when, A, people are talking about it. It's so much more accepted.
Yeah.
And also, what I love is there is a backlash now. If you come out with this ignorant, stupid comments, there is now a sense of, like, okay.
Support groups and such.
And at least you're going to have to probably at least apologize even if you don't want to.
Yeah, like, or you get know fired what I mean? From your show on MSNBC. Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
I just wish that, like, now I never usually say I love being born in 77, but now I'm like, oh, fuck, this would be a great time to grow up as a teenager. Because, like, I would totally rally to have Michael Sam be my prom date.
Yeah.
That would, like, be. Amazing.
That would be amazing.
You know what I mean? Like, people weren't that cool when I was growing up.
All right, let's end with this. This is going to be a really sweet transition between an out amazing football player, and then we're going to talk about ice skating because all the men are on fire.
Fire.
I was like, some of them skate on the ice. I'm like, the ice is going to be melting. You're on fire, gay.
flaming.
I love.
Can I just say?
I love it.
Can I just say two things?
You can say as many things as you want.
One, you guys probably don't know this, but Aaron made me a really delicious breakfast before we started, and it was so good. I'm like still full. Number two, I have not watched any of it yet because I used to edit the Olympics for NBC.
Oh my god, talk about
that.
So
now I'm just scarred.
And so you're now like fried on the Olympics because of that experience.
It scarred me.
Oh man, that sucks.
It sucks. It's sort of like, you know, I got sick one time drinking Hennessy and I could never look at it again. But I really, like, when hip hop comes on, I want some Hennessy and I want to be as black as everybody else. But I just can't. I just can't.
I'm so obsessed with the Olympics. And I know, listen, I know Russia's horrible policies. They hate animals. They hate gays. There's a small population.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just like in this country, we have, like, you always get the extremist view.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wonderful things about Russia.
Oh, what are
and
they?
I'm not gonna.
Just kidding.
Beautiful architecture, the history. There's
no,
vodka.
You're right. You're
right. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm not gonna not.
There's
like,
vodka.
I get it. If you want to, like, I'm gonna abstain from the Olympics because of their social policy, I totally understand it. Knock yourself out. But I'm gonna separate it and say, the world is an imperfect place, and I'm gonna watch these sports and cheer for our athletes around the clock because I have to, because I just love it too much.
No, I totally agree.
Here's the thing about the ice skating. Let's talk about ice skating.
Are there onesies happening? Has anyone fell, ate it?
Everyone.
Roses in the mouth. What's happening?
So they added, I think tomorrow starts the individual program, right? But they added a team event this year. I think because ice skating is really shitty in the ratings.
Mm.
So they added a team event where men's, women's, and, like, I think they call it free dancing. And I'm like, I've been free dancing my entire life. No one's paid me. So couples, whatever, and you get scored and then you win it, or win or lose as a team, right?
Yeah.
So Russia took the gold. Canada, I believe, took the silver, and we took the bronze. But here's the thing. I've always liked figure skating. I was watching it with my sister and my roommate, and I was like, you know what? People need to mix it up. It's the same. I kid you not.
Yeah.
Julia Lipnitskaya. She's 15 years old. She skates for Russia. She's she's amazing. You know what she skated to? You hear her music? Schindler's List.
No.
No. Yeah.
No.
Schindler's List. I was like, you're 15. You should be twerking. Yeah. You'd have a little Miley or Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah.
Schindler's List.
Well, I think her coach is probably like Schindler's cousin, and was like, "This is how you're going to be young, so you're going to like get the young demographic, and then we want to also appeal to like old people who will be watching this." But like, you can do a little Billy Ray Cyrus. Like, just meet me halfway in between.
Something.
You know what I mean?
Also, there used to be. Careful that.
Oh, sorry.
There used to be, you know, especially in the long program, there used to be like, you know, all right, come out with like the soft and the graceful. Then they'd kind of jazz it up in the middle,
yes.
Right? And Jason Brown, I'm obsessed with this kid. He's 19. He's from America. He did a little river dance in the middle of his, got
yes,
the whole crowd
honey.
Going.
Oh, I love that. Did he start clapping?
I think he might have started clapping because the whole place was like into it,
yeah.
Right? But I'm like, 15 and you're skating to Schindler's List. I couldn't get over that one. Here's the thing. I guess also because I'm obsessed with like, what was that movie, Blades of Glory?
Yes.
Where they do like the Iron Lotus.
Oh, yeah.
At the end. I'm like, just take it up a notch.
Yeah.
It was really quite. And they're graceful and amazing and they're on skates and the whole thing is crazy. But like, where's the
entertainment factor.
There needs to be more of a wow
yeah.
factor.
I agree. I totally agree. I really like it when they have like the onesie on and like a little skirt over it and they like rip the skirt off. They're like, I'm here. I'm like, yeah, get it, girl. Get it. Like, I like when there's like costume changes and what.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because I know they know their shit. They're in the Olympics. So yeah you're going to be a beautiful skater. You're going to hit all your marks. You're going to like put your leg up and do like the eight thing. I don't know. You're going to do all that. I get it. But yeah, I want a little something, something too.
Yeah.
If there's no something, something, then I'm always like, I love to look at their faces when they walk off because it's sort of like me when I don't have a good set. Even if it's a good set, like I walk off the stage, I'm like, oh, I could have done this differently. I could have done. And I see like that list going through their mind. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah. And I landed the sow cow, but I messed up on the triple toe loop. Messed up.
Exactly. And I love like, I wish the audio would be up when they like sit in those booths to get their score. Because they're always like whispering something.
They're always whispering. And you know that it's like just a bucket of expletives.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, beep, beep, beep.
And I'm always impressed, and this is terrible, but this is exactly why people love me or hate me. I'm always impressed that no one picks their wedgie right when they're done. Because they just did some hard work. I had to pick my wedgie when I came up your steps. Do you know what I mean? Like, they just, like, did it. And I'm like, no wedgie? Okay.
That is true.
They should get a medal for that.
Nadal does that on the court the whole time.
Oh, I saw him.
He's
one of the people I saw.
Oh, my God. He's a dreamboat. He literally, if you watch him every single, and he's like, I can't help it. Like, because people have like brought it up. He's like, I can't help it. Every single time before he serves, boom, he's grabbing the underwear out of his, grabbing the shorts
God.
Or something. It's hilarious.
And like,
me.
Who wants to shake hands with that? And you got to shake hands with him and play.
No, and he's such a beautiful, amazing man.
Look.
Yeah. So I need the ice skaters to take it up a notch. I really do.
Yeah,
their,
I understand
their
that.
Routines are amazing.
Yeah.
But another thing is the outfits. If you... Okay, so we have a skater, Gracie Gold, and she's like our like gold or whatever, like Olympic hopeful, right? Adorable little blonde chick. She's probably like 18, 19, whatever. Dress almost like an old lady, like just high neck collar. And it's just like, you know, she probably wants to like mix it up.
Who's making these decisions? I mean, on one hand, you have these really young girls and you don't want to like sell sex.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying whore it up, but wear like something fun.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking like what these like executives or coaches or whatever are probably thinking. But on the other hand, it's just like, yeah, you want to appeal to everybody. Like, give me a little V-neck.
Yeah. Give me a little V-neck and give me a little Beyonce.
I like a little drama. Not like Nancy Kerrigan, like Tonya Harding type drama.
Holy cow.
But sort of like what those girls did, the hockey team. Like, give me a little drama. Give me like something to fight for. Like, you're fighting for something.
They should skate out. All right. Let's, and we'll end it with this. Let's, let's say we could mix it up, right? Mm-hmm. I have two things I'd probably want to do. I want to skate out, and you can think about what you'd want to do. I want to skate out with a chair and do a little flash dance.
Oh my God.
That would be amazing.
I did not think you were going to go that way.
Or even say, let's say you put the chair on the corner, right? It's a preset chair. You skate around, things are going well. You're like, I'm going to, then you skate over to the chair and you do a little water, like fake.
Yes.
Or you do like a little Beyonce, the start of the Grammys, do some chair work.
Do you know what I would love to see? How like Dancing with the Stars, how everyone's in competition, but like they also do a dance number together at the top?
Yes.
That's what I'd love to see.
That would be awesome. See, listen, they've got this team event now. Mm. Bring them all out and do a number.
Do a number.
There needs to be more numbers.
There needs to be more numbers.
This is how I would end my routine. Because I've thought about this because I have some time on my hands. When I'm watching 17 hours of skating. I skate around, right? Meanwhile, I can't even get on ice skates.
Really?
I'm horrible. I skate around. I do my toe loops and my Lutzes and blah, 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 blah. I have some really fun music. Then I rip, you know, you do the, they always end with that twirly twirl where you're like, I can't even look at the screen without vomiting. Yeah. How do they do that?
I get dizzy when I have to do mountain climbers. Like for 30 seconds. Like, how are they fucking spinning like that?
How do they spin on a blade? I can't even, like, whatever. It's phenomenal, right?
It's crazy.
So you spin yourself out, right?
With your leg up.
With your leg up, you spin yourself out. Then you stop real, you know, and you do that pose. Uh-huh. And that's most people, that's how they end it. So I would spin, stop, and then I'd have like a small pistol in my outfit.
Stop.
And I would shoot the ice around me like a James Bond film, right? So in, you know how like they try to escape in those scenes where they're ice and they shoot and then they drop?
Yes.
I'd shoot the ice and I would drop.
Oh my God. Now I have chills. Like Michael Sam chills. Like that is, I mean, the end. Good night.
Yeah. And it would be like, you know, they would know it was happening. So I would descend into.
Of course.
And then I
happening.
Would come back up with Michael Sam as my new my ice skating partner.
And you'd be like on his shoulders.
I'd be on his shoulders.
Oh, my God. You should be in the Olympics. That's amazing.
Wouldn't that be so great?
That'd be dope.
And that's why I have to go to the Olympics next time. So I could sit down with these athletes and be like, okay, what do you really want to do?
God, can that be my next cause in life on Twitter?
Yes.
Send Aaron to the Olympics.
Yes. Yes. I'd be like, hi, Julia Lipnitskaya. You just skated to Schindler's List. What do you want to skate to? She'd be like, no, I happy Schindler's List.
I know.
I mean,
thing.
Really? She's 15 and she wants to skate to Schindler's List?
She'll move to America. She'll change her name to, was it Julie Smalls or something? And she'll just do whatever the fuck she wants to do.
Yeah, and she's going to be a backup dancer. And
see
she's
you at
be
Jumbo's
twerking.
Clown Room.
Boom.
Everybody.
There's no better way to end it by a Russian skater defecting into a Jumbo's clown room. There's no better way to end the podcast than that. Sports without balls, people. Watch the Olympics. I'm going to do some extra Sochi coverage. Just me ranting into a microphone because I have a problem. Michelle, thank you so much for coming on
the
show.
Thank you. Best morning of my life.
Where can people find you?
I have a website called michellebuteau.com. And every Friday night, Fox, 9 p.m. Enlisted, although we are going against the Olympics right now. So that's happening.
Okay.
And then also VH1's Best Week Ever.
You're blowing up.
In the waist.
I have... All right, everybody in America, watch Enlisted, watch Best Week Ever, watch the Olympics. Thank you so much for
Thank
being
you.
Such a fun guest. Everybody have the best
Love you guys.
Week of your lives.